Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge, glad to be your hosts on your local radio station for the next few minutes. The Golden Valley Shootout and Wayne Herman Invitational Bareback Riding comes to Golden Valley, North Dakota, the weekend of August 12th and 13th. That's coming up this weekend. 6 p.m. Central Time each evening, and a Calcutta at 4. Bull riding, Saturday, August 12th. Bareback riding, Sunday, the 13th. The Golden Valley Shootout, the weekend of August 12th and 13th. It's all in Golden Valley, North Dakota.
Tri-State Livestock News. It's the Commercial Cattlemen's publication. They're located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. And you know what they talk about? All things agriculture. And they are the experts. Make sure you check them out. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And, of course, a reminder about yesterday's antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally going on, and I know they're going to have a lot of people stopping by to take a look at the great selection of antiques and vintage treasures and collectibles. Yesterday's antiques, downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. I need to give you a little fishing story to start things off today, Kim.
Okay.
One day, a rather inebriated ice fisherman... This is to kind of help you make you feel a little cooler.
Oh, okay.
That ice fisherman drilled a hole in the ice and peered into the hole, and a loud voice from above said, "There are no fish down there." He walked several yards away and drilled another hole and peered into the hole, and again the voice said, "There's no fish down there." He then walked about 50 yards away, drilled a third hole, and again the voice said, "There's no fish down there." He looked up into the sky and asked, "God, is that you?" "No, you idiot," the voice said. "It's the ice rink manager." Okay, what do you have today?
Very good. Okay, I've got, remember Dear Abby?
I remember Dear Abby.
Okay, if you happen to be with someone who does not remember Dear Abby, please, after this, take a few minutes to explain Dear Abby. I've got a Dear Abby story. "Dear Abby, I've never written to you before, but I really need your advice. I have suspected for some time now that my wife has been cheating on me. The usual signs. Phone rings, but if I answer, the caller hangs up. My wife has been going out with the girls a lot lately, although when I ask their names, she always says, 'Just some friends from work. You don't know them.' I always try to stay awake to look out for her coming home, but I usually fall asleep. Anyway, I have never approached the subject with my wife. I think deep down, I just didn't want to know the truth. But last night, she went out again, and I decided to really check on her. Around midnight, I decided to hide in the garage behind my golf clubs so I could get a good view of the whole street when she arrived home from a night out with the girls. It was at that moment, crouching behind my clubs, that I noticed that the graphite shaft on my driver appeared to have a hairline crack right by the club head. Is this something I can fix myself, or should I take it back to the pro shop where I bought it? Signed, Perplexed."
The problem changed, apparently.
Yeah, it certainly did. Let's go with another golf joke. Miguel and Wesley are playing golf at their favorite course, but on every hole they are being held up by a two-ball of women who are always half a hole ahead. The women are great golfers, but they are playing terribly slow. Finally, after watching the women in the distance as they stood over their putts for what seemed like an eternity, Wesley decided to do something. "I'll walk ahead and ask them if we can play through," Wesley said. He set off down the fairway, walking toward the women. But when he got halfway there, he stopped, turned around, and headed back to where Miguel waited. "Can't do it," Wesley said, sounding mighty embarrassed. "One of them is my wife, and the other one is my mistress."
Uh-oh.
"Oh, no kidding. Okay," Miguel said with understanding. "Then I'll go ask them." Miguel started up the fairway, only to stop halfway and turn back. "What's wrong?" Wesley asked when he got back, to which Miguel could only reply, "Small world, isn't it?"
Oh, no.
Yep.
The secret ingredient is usually butter in obscene amounts. Keep that in mind.
Okay? Yes.
And it's worth retrying food that you didn't like the first time.
Yep, that's true. Taste buds change.
Problems, when they arise, are rarely as painful as the experience of fearing them. Somebody one time told me, "Don't fear the small stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff."
That's right. That's right.
Folks, if you have some good stuff that you'd like to send to us, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'd be glad to take a look at it and maybe one day feature it right here on The Good Stuff.